Hi, and welcome to the KBK Broadcast Podcast, The Mime, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience. I'm Bob Brinson, and today I'm speaking with KBK President Jan Beery, and we're continuing our discussion of social media and specifically the power of LinkedIn. Jan, why don't you talk to us a little bit about LinkedIn groups?
There's a lot of great groups that are on LinkedIn. I always encourage people to really look at the different groups and to get involved in those groups and share and be visible and see who else is engaging in those groups, because you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised when you find that these people are contacts for you. These are potential customers for you, and you may have existing customers. More and more, this is where a lot of this information is happening. Across the social platforms, and I'll jump out of LinkedIn a little bit, because when we're using our different social platforms for our own clients and for our own company, we use Twitter, we use Facebook, LinkedIn is 100% professional, Twitter is very active, there's a lot of different chats that go on within Twitter and different discussions as well. We also use Pinterest. And you wouldn't think in the medical industry, why are people using Pinterest? Well, go in there and do a search for something, and you'll see different infographics come up or different steps for different pieces of equipment that have a solution or services within the industry that have solutions. So it's across all platforms. And the search engines recognize that. And so when people are doing searches, asking questions within a search bar, all these different platforms come up with providing those solutions. To sum it all up, I would just say, look at what's happening right now and look online, find your different communities, you know, share, get involved in a conversation, tell your story in pictures, share different pictures in your social that make sense. Even use pictures on LinkedIn that are appropriate. If you're at, an industry meeting and you have a rock star booth or an event, go ahead and share that. And then on your own profile, make that profile your own. And what I mean by that is really pay attention to what you're talking about yourself, because that's your calling card. I look at that way before I ever look at a resume. I am really delving into, are they engaged in social? You know, is their experience buttoned up? And what are they doing? What are they talking about? You know, what are they talking about? Are they in groups? Mm-hmm. Are they sharing in a conversation? It gives me a clearer picture of who this person is. And search hashtags information through streams. So within Twitter, different hashtags. So it could be hashtag infection prevention, hashtag GPO, hashtag hip replacement. All of those different things is where you'll see engagements that are going to surprise you. And then be consistent. Be consistent with new information, updating different news that you're sharing. Make this your first stop in your networking through your day. And then the last thing that I would just say to you is something that we like to close with. And it's just something that we started saying by accident. And it's become something that we say constantly. Keep in mind that education builds confidence. When someone is confident in the education that they've received, they're confident to drive action. And when they're doing that action drives sales. So if you follow that in your mindset and understand that when you're comfortable with things and someone else is comfortable and confident in the information that you've provided for them, that's provided a solution, it's going to drive sales. So engage in LinkedIn and build that profile and get your name out there.
You've been listening to The Mime, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience. This broadcast podcast is a presentation of KBK Communications. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for listening.